North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.
Hi, this is Anna from Variety Radio Online, and I have with me David Nicol, who's just finished season 2 of the hit show Arrow. Welcome, David, back to Australia. It's been quite a long time since you've been here.
It's been about 2 years since my last visit to Australia, yes. Out in WA and in Adelaide.
Is that, you haven't been to Sydney before?
I had been to Sydney before, yes. This is actually my eighth time in Australia, yes. I can't get enough of you people.
So what draws you to us?
I'm sorry?
What draws you to us? Is it just the conventions or
the people? The people. It's always been a real pleasure to come here because of the Australian spirit.
Yes, we're good at Aussies, aren't
you
we?
You are really good. And the beaches are also can't be beat.
Yeah, they're nice.
Except for when the sharks eat you.
Yes, we've just had a shark attack just recently up north.
I was on that beach at the time.
Yes, it's pretty bad.
So it's, I know. It can really happen. But.
Yep. So what do you like about sci-fi conventions?
Well, it's the fans, but it's also seeing what it's like. Because when we do the show, we go home and we do the dishes, right?
Yep.
There's no, it's work, and you come home. So when you have a chance like this to meet the fans, you see what the show is actually doing, and you meet what they're like, you meet who they are, and that's fantastic about it. The travel is terrific. Plus, you get a chance to see the creativity.
And without us as fans, there would be no show, too.
Exactly. Without fans, there is no show. And there are no fans like Australian fans.
Oh, thank you. Now, you're lucky you've got your Czech background with your accent. So that's helped with a lot of your shows you've been on at Stargate Atlantis and now Arrow recently.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could always get some stereotype casting with that?
Well, this question of stereotyping, I think to a certain degree, when an actor has a niche or an area that they're cast in, that they're strong in, it's a good thing, because you are getting work in the field or in the area that you're going to be cast in. It's when you sort of start being able to work more that you get a bit more leeway to choose. I've never been afraid of stereotyping in the sense that you're only going to be Russian characters, because it's a character that you're playing, right? So if there's similarities between them, it's because it's you, or it's because of the way that you act. But it's not been a concern of mine. No.
Good. Now, we all love Stargate Atlantis. We're so sad when it ended. How was it like working with David Hewlett? Because your character under McKay, you always were competing with him.
The David Hewlett question follows me the world over.
I know,
I've always said he's great to work with. He was a great actor. He's fine to work with. We had a good, I think we had a really good chemistry that translated onto the screen. And I like that dynamic. I think it's a great dynamic to have, because who hasn't had a megalomaniac boss, or who hasn't worked under those kind of conditions? So it's and if we were friends or if we were allies, you wouldn't have the friction, and you wouldn't have the conflict that's a part of it, and it wouldn't be the character that it was. So it was a lot of fun to do.
Did he ever play any practical pranks with you?
Oh, we were always fooling around with you. You know, lots of stuff going on. I mean, it was fairly professional. We had a lot of work to do, and there was work to do. So we kind of paid attention to what was going on. And there's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've just finished season 2 of Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
So playing Anatoly.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like working on that show? With Stephen Amell.
Another great show. Talk about a professional actor.
He is.
He's, I mean, the work that he does and the the level of commitment. I have not seen that kind of professionalism. He's got a lot of work, and he does it really well. And those episodes are shot like little movies. They're so much effort and money and stunts put into each one of those. The way that they're put together is quite frankly mind blowing.
It is, because I've met Stephen several times.
Oh, yeah.
He's very professional, and he's there for his fans as well.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing, you know. And you can sort of tell when you come on set. There's different sets that you come on, and there's different attitudes. But immediately when I got there, I realized, okay, this is the real deal. This is a great set.
But I do know they do have some pranks on that show.
Yeah, you know, the thing is because I have the beard and because I'm the Russian guy, I don't think anybody recognizes me. I was at a convention in Miami about a month and a half ago, and Manu Bennett was there. And I came up to him back in the green room, and I said, "Hey, Manu, how are you?" And he's like, "Yeah, hi." And I could tell that he was sort of like, "Okay, who is this guy?" And then it wasn't until we got on stage, he went, "You're the Russian guy."
Well, I must admit, when I saw you on set when I was up there earlier this year, I didn't quite recognize you with that beard.
Yeah.
It was really hard
to
tell.
It's quite a good costume. So the wardrobe really.
So
does
how long did it take you to have that beard put on?
Well, it's just. I don't know, it's about an hour in the morning and
yep.
the chair. It's not that bad, but yeah, they have to shave me and mm-hmm. put the fake beard on, which is, I call him Brian the Beard.
Do you think Anatoly will come back for season 3 at all at some stage so we can further explore the friendship with Oliver?
I don't know, I hope so. It's in the writers' hands, of course, and it's their mm-hmm. show, so...
Because there's a lot there you can explore.
I hope so, I certainly hope so. I would love to, like I said, I love being on that show, so... whatever will be. There is no there's no promises implied or otherwise. So.
Mm-hmm. And now you've been doing a few movies. You've done Tomorrowland with George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to meet and
No, work? No. It was a bit of an isolated thing. But it was great working with Brad Bird, who's the director and from Pixar fame. So that was kind of cool. It's a lot of these projects now are cloaked in a lot of secrecy. So,
yeah.
You know, when we come in to do these roles, and I think Paul McGillion also had a part in that part as well, my colleague from Stargate. We know what we're given. We know what that's about it. There's very little information that is given to us. I guess so that we don't talk about it or whatever.
But you're lucky you can still film up in Vancouver. And do all that because it's a beautiful city up there.
It is quite lovely, yes.
I love it. So, and you've had some new projects coming. A movie, Air.
Yeah, Air is that was interesting. That was a little a shoot with Jimin Hunsu that we did a couple of months back. It was a 1 or 2 day job.
Yep.
Interesting concept. We'll see what happens.
Any other projects in the pipeline?
Well, hopefully we'll see what happens with Arrow. We've got 2 episodes coming up on Supernatural.
Yes,
which
you are.
Will be happen first two. I think it's they shot out a sequence, but it's right off the top of season 10.
Right, okay.
So as soon as Supernatural's back in season 10, you'll...
You enjoy being on that set?
That was a lot of fun. That's a great set. Those guys were really good.
Crazy.
And, Jared was... That was a Jensen... It was Jensen that was directing that particular episode. It was the first one that they shot.
Yeah, Jensen did the first episode.
The first episode, yeah.
Yes.
But I think it's the third one in the series.
Yeah,
he always
does the first, even though it might be the second or third episode.
That's what it was,
time.
Yeah. Exactly. And they explained it to me somehow that it was something like that, and I don't remember how it'll play together. But a great character, really, really fun character on that one.
Uh-huh. Well, I won't take any more time to your time. You're busy here. But thank you so much for taking your time out for this interview. For Variety Radio Online, and we can all listen to it on when we put it on Blog Talk Radio.
My
thank
pleasure.
You.
Thank you very much
it's
for having
great
me.
Great to see you. Thank you.